The Staying Healthy Show is owned and produced by Stay Healthy Media, Inc. All opinions expressed by the hosts or guests are their own and are not endorsed by either radio station management or any of its advertisers.
My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy Radio Show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guest in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy.
Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition today is more important than ever. We are bombarded with things that we are actually causing ourselves in many instances by our lifestyle choices. But above and beyond that, things are coming at us at a much younger age. We don't really have those grace periods that we used to think about when we were younger and we thought about them being old age geriatric problems. It's not that way anymore. We're now getting them at a younger age, which means that we're probably creating the environment for many of these health problems. Every day we want to learn as much as we can. Here on the show every day, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning, we talk about the relevant topics for today's world. I bring you the best guest in the industry, and above and beyond that, all of this information coming your way, so hopefully it will enlighten you, and it will also allow you to be able to maybe put yourself into a better category of healthy living. It takes some work, but we're going to make sure that we suggest a lot of these good things to you along the way. Of course, every day I send you to Stay Healthy Health Food Store because that makes the biggest amount of great sense because they are Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Valley. What does that mean? Longevity. It means longevity. It means all kinds of great information. It means stability. It means knowledgeable people, peace of mind, the best of the best products, great prices, all of it in a full-service environment. So experience Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Make them your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Make sure to give them a thumbs up on their Facebook page and visit their new webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Print a coupon to use on your next visit at the store. Enter your email address to start getting future newsletters, and of course, enjoy all the great information. And looking for even more healthy convenience? Send Stay Healthy an email with your order. Contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com, and when you get there, your order will be ready. Just another service of Stay Healthy. Well, today we're going to be talking about minerals, and nobody better to talk about minerals with than Dr. Darren Starkey. Dr. Starkey is a board-certified naturopath physician and a member of the American Alternative Medical Association. For the past 28 years, he has been working for Trace Minerals Research. He is currently their director of training and lectures extensively throughout the United States. He is considered an expert in the field of trace mineral balance and deficiency, and as a naturopath has specialized his learning and education to focus on the role of trace minerals within the body. While he's an advocate for good nutrition, he believes that good nutrition starts in the soil and that much of our world's soil today has been depleted of the necessary elements that ensure that proper nutrition is always available. His ability to relate his understanding of trace minerals to others helps enlighten those both within the field and as well as the general public on the building blocks of a healthy diet. Dr. Starkey strives to expand the public's knowledge on trace minerals and throughout his career has done many radio programs as well as here every single month we get the pleasure to speak with him. And he's always focused on this great area of his expertise. He is continually searching for new ways to educate people about the benefits of minerals and trace mineral supplementation and the task they have in our overall nutrition. Help me welcome my guest. Hey, Dr. Starkey.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I am awesome. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule. It's always a pleasure to have you here and talking about something that a lot of people don't know how important they really are.
Right. No, thank you for having me. I think that oftentimes, Jeff, as you probably have already experienced, much of your dedication to this field, we're constantly having to go back to the basics, and oftentimes the basics are overlooked, and this is one of those categories, the trace mineral category, that most people just don't emphasize in their well-being, and oftentimes it's not until we're in a crisis that we start asking the right questions.
Well, you know, we're kind of like that with everything. You know, we wait till it's really broken before we try to do a fix. And, you know, if the door is opening without squeaking and squealing every day, then it must be perfectly fine, even though it may be peeling and need attention in the window and it may be broken and things like that. You know, it's still closing and opening when we want it to turn. You know, so we do apply a lot of those values to our life. And I think a lot of us probably regret it down the road, but it seems to be the easy way to do things. You know, as we're living our daily lives.
Absolutely. I think that we get so caught up and it's so busy. And again, I don't want to, I'm not trying to point any one individual out in our society, but I think that with the fast-paced, you know, the society that we've become, and we don't have time to focus on gardens or you know, go to the local, and I mean local, you know, growers in our society. I think that there's a lot to be said of what we can do to supplement, and that's where I'm grateful that you have your show out there.
Well, thank you. You know, and the bottom line is, I guess I've learned over my many, many decades on the air that if we keep putting it out there, eventually somebody will say,
"All right, I get it already." We sound like a broken record, but you know, it's not until they have their personal aha moment that hopefully it'll make sense, and they'll share it with other family members and friends that are in need.
What do you find the biggest obstacle for you as you travel and you train when you're trying to inform people about minerals, and they want to talk about vitamins because they don't really know that minerals are that important, because we've been convinced that vitamins are more important?
Sure. No, absolutely. I think the only way we're going to change that perspective, Jeff, and this is a drastic, I mean, unless we change the vitamin stores to mineral stores, we'll always focus on vitamins first in our society. I think that that's just our nature.
I think you're really right with that. I really do. But they're better. They're a lot better than they were before, because I remember.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I remember 30 years ago when the only mineral people knew about was calcium.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. You know, and of course, now with the information coming out about magnesium, you know, it was stated probably 10 years ago that 2020 would be, you know, magnesium would be the new calcium. And I think we're there, Jeff.
I think we definitely are. I actually myself found myself, you know, I for some unknown reason, I kind of slacked off on my trace minerals for a while. I mean, I, for no reason other than I think I just ran out.
Right, and right. We'll make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot about it. And I literally was experiencing some weird stuff. I actually had a panic attack the other day because I know that was magnesium. And it was just so weird. And some muscle cramping that I wasn't used to having. All I did was step down wrong. And I thought, this is how I'm going to die. It was so bad. It was like,
really?
I was just turned. And I figured out that it had been like 3 weeks since I had them. Now I've got them back in. And wow, what a difference. So never, ever again.
You know, and if it happens to you, think about that. For you listeners that have listened to a show for as long as you have, or, you know Jeff as long as we have, I mean, you've been at this for a very long time. And if it's simple enough for you to overlook, how many of our common consumers that just haven't got the background, you know, start something, don't feel the change immediately, so they quit taking it all together, or they feel fantastic, you know, while they're taking it. And then, of course, they get comfortable and they quit doing it, and then they fall right back into the rut. And it's amazing to me, Jeff, how long it takes us to get back into the saddle, per se. And I use that one for you specifically. But how long it takes us to get back in the saddle fully after we quit doing just our basic, you know, maintenance on a daily basis.
Well, you know, it just reminded me that, you know, no matter where you are and how good you are, like you just mentioned, and how religious we and methodical we try to be, you know, we're all human. And we all kind of fall off the wagon. I was telling someone the other day, she said, I fell off the wagon. And I said, that's fine. When you do that, you have two choices. You can either tuck and roll into the woods and run away, or you can dust yourself off, catch your breath, and catch the next wagon that's right around the corner.
Absolutely. That's great.
Two choices.
Oh, I like that. Think about this. I had a personal experience. I mean, these last few hours in my life, and I think that everybody, so my son wakes up Thursday morning and says, Dad, I've got a pain in my hip. And now, I just assumed that he had just started a new semester and he has a weight class, and so, lifting for the first time, I figured that he had just pulled something, and so I told him, keep an eye on it. Let's load up on your electrolytes. Let's make sure you're doing the basics, so your body can heal. And then he comes home that evening, Jeff, and he goes, Dad, this pain has moved from my hip to my abdomen, my stomach area. And I was like, okay, so again, you've been working out. You're not accustomed to using these muscles. Let's just keep an eye on it. So he went to a basketball game to support his one of his, family members. When he come home, he, at that point, had isolated itself to that, just below his belly button to the right, and he couldn't stand up.
Oh boy.
And I was like, ooh, this is not good. So one thing led to another, and we were on the operating table having an emergency appendectomy.
Oh, my goodness.
But all the telltale indicators were there. I thought, well, we'll keep an eye on it, keep that body balanced, help, support that healing process. But sometimes the body has other ways of letting us know that it's, and we just ran out of time. We didn't know until it was too late. But I think that, again, here's a young man who, at the prime of his, I wished I could go back to my 17th year again, Jeff. What takes him 2 days to heal takes me 2 weeks to heal from, with the knowledge that we have.
If that short of a time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, these guys, and yet here we are, having this just, this took place yesterday. So he's up and walking and asking if he can go, it's amazing what technology can do today, and the fact that here's a young man that's been through a procedure, and now he's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I always ask the question, could I have done something different? Could I have done, he's been on his minerals every day for, it's a kind of a gotcha product from, he knows the importance of them, but I think that as we go through life, we're going to be thrown a curve here and there, and if we're staying on top of it, sometimes, again, we're just not prepared, or we need to be prepared, and at the same time, we can beat ourselves up, and like you said, we can hit and roll and run off into the woods, or we can stand back up, dust ourselves off, learn from it, and then readjust and keep moving forward.
Well, see, the thing is, you have two different ways to react to that. I mean, the first sign of it, there's people that would have gone right to the emergency room.
Yep.
And chances are, I would say maybe 8 out of 10 times, it probably isn't necessary, but maybe 20% of the time it might have been. Other times there's another group of us out there that like to kind of, work through it and kind of see what's going on and see if it prolongs and, see if it's something really just basic, but masquerading itself, it's something really serious.
Absolutely. It's really quite interesting. Anybody that has a teenage in their household, especially a teenage boy, my warning flag wasn't the pain. It was he lost his appetite.
Oh, yeah.
He quit eating, and I was like, whoa, this is not... I mean, this kid, I wished I had, this kid eats like a horse, but he burns it just as fast, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when that stopped, that was the big indicator from a parent's, from my standpoint. I was like, wow, this kid doesn't turn down a meal. Something's not quite, something's wrong there. But that's literally, I'm not kidding you, just knowing my child, that's what led me to think that this is more, serious than I think it is. And that's what led one thing, led to another. So I think that, again, from a nurturing standpoint and from a balancing standpoint, I did what I thought, hydrate the body, keep that body nice and, balanced with both that foundation and the electrolytes, you know, give the body the tooling that it needs. We even went after some inflammatory, you know, herbs. But all in all, it's like, you know, we were literally, it was an emergency. And so we did what we had to do, and they did what they had to do. And today I'm grateful that my son is standing tall, has his, you know, energy not quite back, but has his appetite back. And yet, I'm not kidding you, we've been sucking down some minerals. It's amazing what our bodies need after going through a procedure or, you know, through a crisis. It truly is astonishing what our bodies need.
You know, the interesting thing is when I got back on my minerals a couple days ago, and I think this is kind of just a little lesson, I know that if I take a whole bunch of trace minerals, it's going to loosen my stool.
Correct.
I know that. And correct. When I take too much magnesium, it's going to loosen my stool. I took a ton and never loosened my stool. So that lets me know, I never knew, I know now, that my body not only needs it every day, but it needs to make sure that I've got a decent dosage of it, because even when I loaded to try to get it back in my system, my stool did not loosen.
Right.
Now, I thought that was quite interesting that my body was like, no, a little bit more. I felt like I was sitting at a bar with a bartender that was pouring a strong drink, and he was like pouring the vodka, and I don't drink, so.
Right.
So he's pouring the vodka, and I'm like, a little bit more, a little bit more, and that was my body telling me, you know, you're not even close.
You know, that's a great point, by the way. And now you know that we're on a health food, you know, we're on a nutrition show when we start talking about bowel movements, right? Like, it's just a normal, and it needs to be. We need to discuss, because I believe that that's one of those health barometers in our health today that's completely overlooked just because of the, you know, the amount of constipation in our society. But, you know, what I found interesting is one of the PAs told him, listen, the number one charge for you is to get your bowels up and operable, you know, because that can cause a lot of health challenges. And that's the number one, you know, thing that most, you know, it hurts to push, it hurts, you know, with that lower abdomen now. And yet, you know, he was shocked as to how much he could tolerate just in an experience like he's had, to get that bowel up and functioning, and we had it within the day, you know, and they were telling him, you know, if you don't see a response by, you know, 4 or 5 days, you need to probably contact us. And we had him up and balance, you know, we had that level in his body, because that's what we were looking for, that proper bowel flush, and we had it within the day. So I think there's a lot we can do with our health just by keeping that good proper hydration and that good mineral balance, and to me, that key indicator. Think about this, Jeff. 80% of our immune system starts in that gut function. If it's not functioning properly, if we're putting, you know, 2 or 3 meals in a day, and we're having a bowel movement, you know, every two or three days, I would reconsider that and see what we can, you know, bump those minerals up. It's very easy. We can do it at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But at the same time, be creative and listen to that bowel, because, Jeff, there's only one being on this planet that knows what your bowel, you know, how your bowels function, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're the one that knows it. So personally, that becomes something that, like you said, it was even after 3 weeks of not using it, you were quite concerned, I'm sure, at one point, because you've been taking these minerals for a long time, as to how much your body needed to get back on track.
But I have to tell you, the thing that actually did it was I got a cramp in my side and one in my leg that threw me out of bed. I mean, literally, I haven't jumped and moved that fast in a long time. And I was literally up, and I'm doing, you should see it. I wish I could have had it on video. I mean, I'm turning to the left, turning to the right.
I would have paid big money to view that one. You know I would have.
But you know what? I'm turning to the left, bending over, trying to move my body away from the cramp. And I'm tilting, and I'm moving, and I'm bending, and I'm stretching my calf. And I'm like, I'm going to die right here like this. This is how I'm going. It's going to be cramping. Death by cramp. And it took forever. And finally, I got in a really hot shower and I literally stood there like a lump with the hot water on me for a while. And then I grabbed my topical magnesium, started rubbing myself down with that. And you should see me. I was loading. I had some tomato juice downstairs and went down, got tomato juice, put the minerals in there, drank it, drank some water. I was walking around it was like I was coming off of drugs.
It was crazy. You just described there, Jeff, we have a lot of Americans who are scared to death to go to bed because of them, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Those night cramps that wake you up, and they're so excruciating at times. And of course, I hope that those that are listening listen very carefully as to what he did to overcome that. But to maintain so that that doesn't happen again, I think you have a wonderful product in the concentrates to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you, I rely on these and I talk about them so much. It just was infuriating to me that I let myself fall into that category.
Right, right. So how were you sore the next day?
Uh-huh. Yep. To the touch.
That's that wonderful red flag to give you that reminder that you don't want to do it again, right?
Big red flag. When you get those really bad cramps and muscle cramps and Charlie horses, people will tell me that a week later when they're touching their muscles, it's sore. And I think that's why the rubbing the magnesium in on the top, very effective, and getting those minerals into your body every day and not missing.
Absolutely. And, you were working with your thigh and of course your calf. We hear these individuals, and of course, I find it fascinating those that, especially when it comes to magnesium deficiency in our society. Think about that from a heart perspective. The heart's one of the biggest muscles in the body, right?
Sure.
So I think that if nothing else, to support and protect one of those largest muscles in the body from that cramping. And I think where I'm going with that one. When we start looking at the magnesium deficiency as a society today, Jeff, it was stated about 5 years ago by our government that 68% of the American population at that point were magnesium deficient because of their diet, their diets. That gives us a pretty good indicator as to what our needs are with, if this is the only reason why you're taking that product from a magnesium. Now, one thing I love about Trace Minerals is that we make magnesium available in so many different delivery systems, whether it be, I prefer the liquid. I love the liquid. But we offer it in powder. We offer it in tablets. We offer it in gummies. We offer it in effervescence. I mean, there's nothing that we haven't, made available so that our consumers out there, our customer base, can increase that magnesium, because I think it's one of the most important elements that we can be focused on right now as a society. And I think that one of the big draws to that too, Jeff, is that, with the amount of stress in our society, magnesium is one of those elements that are, first on the scene. And if we're not supplying that demand on a daily basis, because remember, our bodies can't manufacture it, can't synthesize it. We have to deliver it. So if we're not delivering it, I think that oftentimes this experience that you've had, Jeff, I think is a marvelous way to remind us that we need it on a daily basis.
I have to tell you, I'm getting things ready. I'm on the road next week, and so I'm packing my things. And the first thing I did, I looked at my bag, and I'm like, I have the individual packets. I've got my liquid in my bottle. I've got my large bottle that will be going into my suitcase. So here I have a spare bedroom, so I lay stuff out in there ahead of time. So I'm a little anal that way. So I have my big bottle, the economy bottle, which is in my suitcase, the little tiny one that I can carry on the plane, plus my packets. I can't even imagine being in a plane seat and having that happen and contorting myself up and down the aisle and climbing over the drink cart. I don't think so.
Absolutely. And with the travels right now, we know that there's some, and I love how, and I don't believe it's propaganda. I don't. I think that we need to know what's going on around the world and what might be affecting us here in the States. But I think that by keeping that body well hydrated, well balanced, can increase our immune functions and keep us protected while we're on these flights and away from our homes.
No, I agree 100%. And I think it does come down to, you know, people, you know, wonder all the time, you know, how did I get sick? And when you ask a little bit more questions, you find out that they've been through, they've had a busy schedule, they've been burnt out, they haven't been eating, they haven't been sleeping, they've been arguing with their spouse, arguing with their boss, arguing with their kids, even the dog isn't like them, you know, so they've got all this craziness going on. And right. You know what, then they get sick and they're like, I let my guard down. You know, there is something we did that opened up the door, and sometimes we don't want to realize it, but it is very true.
No, I think that again, I love that concept. You know, you're in a bad situation when the dog doesn't like you,
yeah,
right?
Tell me, I've got two of them under my feet right now.
Right, and so. They know when you're getting ready to leave. They start getting anxious, and I think that, you know, that's another great selling point. Why not support those pets? You know, they're our fur children. They know when you're leaving, mm-hmm. and they know when they're not going. And I love to treat them like infants. I love to take their body weight, divide it by five, and for every 5 pounds of body weight, give them one drop of those minerals. And I think it's pretty remarkable what our pets can benefit from those minerals as well.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. You know, somebody just chimed in the other day, and I saved the question because I knew we were going to be talking today. And her idea was, you know, where do you know and when do you know and how do you know it's time to take minerals? And I mean, I knew how to answer it, but I wanted to hear it from you.
Well, I love to answer it this way, Jeff. I mean, I love to go back to the basics just to give them. And I love when these consumers call us up and say, okay, I love taking your product, but, you know, when do I stop? Or do? And I love to break it down this way. And you've heard me say this before, Jeff. Mm-hmm. You know, we lose between 2.5 to 3 cups of body fluid a day just by living, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. Through respiration, perspiration, urination, defecation, we are constantly ridding our bodies of these elements on a daily basis. So in other words, if our output of these minerals are greater than our input, our bodies literally have to rob cells, tissues, organs, and, of course, eventually the bone just to maintain the homeostasis of the blood. So in this case, my question back to them would be, when's the last time you quit breathing since you left your mother's womb? Mm. And when the answer is never, I answer the same way with, that's what should be your answer when you ask, when should I quit taking these minerals? Or, you know, and the answer to me is never.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that way right now. I have to tell you, oh my goodness gracious, it was quite an interesting thing. Those things that if you would look right back on now, you would probably laugh at, but I was not laughing the other night.
Sure, sure. And, you know, like I said, I would have paid big money to watch that of you jumping out of bed, battling that cramp. We would have had a good laugh at it, but then again, what a wonderful reminder, especially where you're getting ready to get back on the road, that's an intricate part of your pack, you know, your packing like you said it is. But like I said, in this case, whether it be, I don't care how old or how young, I don't care whether it has fur on it or skin on it, these minerals are that vital to our existence.
Mm-hmm. I really agree with that. Couple of more questions I saved up, and I kind of like to work them into the conversation. Do you feel that getting magnesium into your diet every day is the most important thing, or is it the timing of taking the magnesium, morning, evening, afternoon, bedtime?
Well, I do, and that's a great point. You know, most supplement takers take everything at breakfast, and they're done for the day.
True.
And I ask the question always, do you quit breathing after breakfast or stressing after lunch? So I like to space it out all day long, just like it would be within our diet. So small portions frequently throughout the day, and that way we know that we're protecting the body, because there's only so much. We don't eat 1 meal a day. Our bodies can only absorb so much at 1 meal, and I would say the same for our, you know, our magnesium, whether we're topical. I think there's some wonderful delivery systems that we can utilize, but I think from a, you know, an internal standpoint, I like to break it up all day long so that we can maintain that proper balance so the body can utilize it as it needs it.
Okay, that's a good question. A good question, good answer. Thank you very much. Here's another one, and it says that my 9-year-old is going through some growth spurts. My other one went through his growth spurts at 11. They do get their pack every single morning, and of course, when I make juices and stuff that I put in the refrigerator, I always add trace minerals. They don't even know they're in there.
Perfect.
Can he have more? And how do I decide how far to go? Do I use the bowels as a marker?
Absolutely. And you hit it right on the button. She answered her question for herself in the fact that, you know, each one of her children at each age and different growing levels, I would use that gut as a barometer. So what her 9-year-old and what her 11-year-old might need is completely different than what she might need. But again, that's a little difficult with children. That's why, again, I love, and of course, when it comes to children, that's a difficult, you know, question when you ask one of your teenage children, you know, how their bowels look.
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to be a very comfortable question, but I love to keep it to where they come to me and tell me, hey, I'm noticing that my bowels are a little bit loose, and that's just the perfect indicator. You know, that's what I'm looking for. That's my feedback. So then I will decrease, you know, sometimes just by 10 drops, but to maintain that level, especially when my kids are going through, you know, midterms or, you know, SOLs or whatever these testing, you know, I know that their stress is going to increase. I know that when I start seeing that irritability, when I start seeing, you know, their longer study hours or you know, more homework. Hey, those are all indicator for me to bump those minerals up and make sure that I keep up with that need for that demand. Because there's so many variables in our society that can flush our mineral balance on a daily basis. And I think that knowing our family's needs by the telltale indicators, and you know, I think that anxiety, depression. All these different tags that we place on our children and our young adults today are wonderful indicators of, you know, especially that magnesium deficiency.
You know, I was writing an article. I'm turning it in on Monday. I've been writing an article every month for Whole Foods magazine, and I'm talking about this month, it's men's health. And I kind of write in the article that how 20 years ago, how us guys would never talk about our health or our failings, if you will.
Correct.
And we would never talk about things like erectile problems and testosterone and
Correct.
Libido. We would never, ever talk about it. But today, it seems like the barriers have come down. It's a lot more common and easier to talk about. And like you mentioned, talking about the bowels. I mean, people will talk today about the bowels, and they probably never would have in the past. They would have found it to be something that was just so private that you wouldn't talk about.
Correct.
You know, but so we have moved forward in a lot of the ways that we discuss and talk about things, but you know, it's getting better. I have to keep saying it's getting better.
Well, I think that that's a wonderful advancement, you know, that we can open up and we can discuss, and we need to be doing that, because oftentimes, you know, I think that we should be turning to fundamental nutrition before we turn to these eccentric medications. I think that we could see amazing results with focusing on that mineral balance and, you know, making sure that we're doing our part that we have control of. And then, again, if necessary, leave that to... I don't believe for a second, Jeff, you know, we were designed to live on food and protect ourselves and support ourselves with foods, not pills. And to me, that's one of those key pieces of this supplemental program, is to focus back on that foundation. I sound like a broken record there.
Well, that's okay, though, because, you know, sometimes the message is strong and it needs to be repeated. And there's a reason for it, because let's just face it, we all don't get it right the first time.
Right.
And, you know, so we have to...
I think that what we're up against, too, I think that as we open up and we discuss more of this, I remember vividly, you know, 25 years ago, you know, when it come to talking about bowel movements, you know, they would pull you off into a deep, dark corner and whisper, you know, and now we're becoming more vocal, like you said, and I think that we're going to see better results when we're discussing it as a, you know, openly. Not, and again, that doesn't mean that we're going to televise it, but that when we find information that's helping us personally, hopefully we share that with you know, family and friends around us, because chances are there's a huge percentage of those individuals suffering from the same things that you're suffering from. And that knowledge that you're gaining, I think, is invaluable before they go through a crisis themselves.
I see. You know, and I think I agree with that as well. You know, another question that comes up frequently is that, you know, is it our diet that makes us more mineral needy? Is it the lack of stuff that's in the soil from the stuff we're eating? Could it be medications that we're using that deplete it? Could it be the stress? Could it be just life in general? Or are we talking about a little bit of this, a little bit of that?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Okay. All of the above. I think that every category that you touched on right there, Jeff, in that one sentence is why we're minerally deficient today as a society.
Okay.
I don't think we can put it all on one. You know, we can't put our finger on one, but I think it's multiple. I think, again, you and I both have discussed this on multiple occasions, year after year, that it begins in the soil. We are only as healthy as our soil is fertile. I think it begins there, and I think that we're only as healthy as our water is balanced. And then it starts to stream. I think it starts to pick up speed from there that, you know, we're not eating balanced diets. We're eating totally refined diets because it's fast and easy and sometimes probably cheaper, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, adding the stress onto that, our travels. I mean, we become such a global society. It used to be where your job was 20 miles away from home and all your family and siblings lived within that radius. Now we are spread out across this nation and sometimes around the world. I'm amazed at these individuals that travel around the world on a weekly basis to fulfill their business careers. But whatever it might be, wherever you're at in life, I think that, again, from a basic supplemental standpoint, what we're discussing today is truly the basic fundamental principles that we need to go back to, and that is, if you don't have time for a garden, reach for, you know, a trace mineral supplement. At least make sure that you're getting it in your diet.
You know, I heard from somebody, and I heard it was a conversation that I overheard, and I think it was at one of the expos, and I was at your booth, and somebody was talking about, you know, how they've been using the minerals for a long time and all that good stuff, and they said they dilute it down, and she grows orchids.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this conversation because she has these beautiful greenhouse, and she had pictures she was showing to somebody there. And I was looking at the pictures, and she said that she adds the diluted mix of the minerals and water, like a half a cup, to every one of her orchids once a week. And her orchids are blue ribbon orchids, and she swears that it's because of the minerals.
I wish, Jeff, I wish to all of our listeners, I wish I could bring you to one of these trades. Like the Expo West in Anaheim. I wished they could come and sit in our booth for one afternoon and just listen to these, you know, story after story after story, because we can't print them, we can't record them, we can't document them, right? They're not scientifically founded. There's no research behind it, so oftentimes they're kind of overlooked. But what you just described is just that's why I love going to these shows. I mean, I learn as much from them as they probably do from, you know, that they do from us, but I love listening to their experiences.
I do too. And, you know, you've been going for a long, long time, and I have as well. I've been to every single one since the very beginning.
Wow.
And I think it was 1980 or 1981. I can't remember.
You've been going 10 years longer than I have.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can't even imagine. I know how it's changed since I've been going. I can't even imagine what it's changed like since you've been going.
I got to tell you, yeah, 1981 was the first one in Anaheim. And that was my first one. So 91. So, oy, oy, oy. This is my 39th one coming up. It's, but I got to tell you, at the very beginning, it was so funny because it was also the mentality back then. It was the mentality of, it was mostly tables and tie-dye and patchouli. And, you know, it was very basic and very small.
Right.
And
right.
I wish they could imagine how big this is. This is not only takes over the entire Anaheim Convention Center, but they built a separate center there.
Correct.
That's three floors that they
Correct.
Use. And it uses one or two floors in six of the close hotels.
Correct.
It's mammoth. It's kind of like when you used to come to Las Vegas, 30 years ago, and you could see the whole strip and everything in like 2 days. And now there's so much stuff to see here. It takes a week or two just to be able to see everything.
Right.
It's amazing. I mean, I love going.
That's one thing that amazes me is that, for these individuals that come from the stores. Now I want the listeners to understand that, these store owners and store staffs, I mean, they put a lot of effort and time in getting there. They put a lot of hours on their feet trying to get as much information as they possibly can in 3 days, and it's physically impossible. I mean, I don't care if you bring a staff of 10, you can't get through that show in 3 days.
Mm-mm.
But when you guys finally gather up and put that information, I love it. To me, it's such a huge compliment when we get those individuals that are willing to stand and share a little bit of themselves, because time is of the essence. But to me, like I said, that is the wind in my sails. When I listen to these life-changing experiences on a day-in and day-out basis while we're there, that to me, that's what I look forward to.
Yeah. It's quite amazing. It really is amazing. And to be able to, see how things have changed and it is interesting because there are themes that pop in and out and,
and
as you travel around and, there's companies that do a lot of the same things together. Then there's companies that really have a different way of doing things. But I mean, I love it. I mean, I love the idea of being able to go and see what's new. Last year I was, it was the first time ever in my entire history that I was at a booth for the entire show and never went anywhere, because usually I see everything, but I didn't get a chance to leave the booth at all. And so for me, that was something different. So,
right.
But
well, I do know this. Since I've been going, I know that we've experienced these different waves of nutrients, these different waves of interest. But one thing that has totally remained the same, I can assure you from Trace Minerals standpoint, is that our foundational principles, our foundational support, our flagship product has never changed in, almost 50 years. And that's truly what I believe has kept this company grounded in that environment. And like I said, we're as strong as we've ever been.
Where do you think we're going to be in a couple years when our soil is to the point where absolutely we are just so screwed? Are you thinking maybe hydroponic? Maybe we're going to start going?
We're seeing a lot of hydroponics now. I mean, we're seeing a lot of different type of growing systems that I am totally excited about. I think that, again, it's not everybody. It's not – I would love for us – people have asked this question. When do you think – well, how do I phrase this? Unless we go through an extreme crisis where we go back to gardening to help our society feed themselves, and we go back to the basics, we'll never see that day in our society. Yet at the same time, with the chemicals being used and the fertilizers and all the other, they're screaming at the top of their lungs. These different foundational groups as to how bad it is for our health. But I think that going back to the basics, going back to our knowledge, and I think that, Jeff, that's the ultimate, is, rethinking it, changing our thought process. How are we going to supplement with these important nutrients and making some changes that way? And I think that there are some amazing groups out there that are thinking outside the box right now. And I think that hydroponics is one of them.
Well, the great thing, I think, if they decide to go that kind of a way is they're actually, I mean, they're able to control the actual medium of what the things are grown in.
Yep.
Which means that they can add to it where our soil out there, I was typing something yesterday and someone was asking about organic. And I said, my ideas and philosophy of organic is different than most people. My idea is that organic is all about what's not in or not on the plant, on the vegetables, plants that you are consuming.
And I absolutely agree with you on that.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not about the soil anymore. Because let me tell you what, the organic tomato that you're eating is grown in funky soil. And the one sprayed with all the stuff down the road, that one's grown in funky soil too.
Yep.
So it's
there's the question there's the million-dollar question right there, is that how do we support ourselves? And I think it comes back to our own knowledge. We have to take, you know, we have to take the information and make sure that it's usable information, make sure it's viable information, make sure it's, you know, sound, you know, information to be able to base your health promoting decisions on. And that's where, you know, Stay Healthy is so, has been great for how many years now, Jeff?
Oh, they're in their fourth decade. So
So to me, that's the key there, is that they have time honored. They've been there for four decades. They know their stuff. And that would be, you know, when people ask the question, where do I go? What do I do? If I don't trust the information, go to what you can trust. Go to those that have been involved and engaged. And that, to me, for those in your listening audience that are right there in your community, I think that that's the first place we start.
You know, I think one of the things that we've learned is that we continue to learn.
No, absolutely.
And I don't think that's ever going to end. I think that we're going to have to continue to, you know, do as much as we can to be as learned as we can, because the world is changing. The things that we talk about today, we may never have talked about 5 years, 10 years ago. And, you know, way back when we were doing such basics, and today it's such a huge industry of being able to provide great things for, you know, the people that are trying to get healthy. They have such amazing choices today that they never did.
Oh, absolutely. But that doesn't, you know, think about this again, from industrialization to commercialization to pasteurization to sterilizing everything we eat and drink, we have to be aware. We have to be educated, and that's where, again, thank you for your passion of putting it out there so that we can continue to hopefully reach out and affect those that are interested in their own well-being.
Well, and you know, there is no end to this. I mean, there's not, you're never going to be able to say, okay, I've learned everything. It's like trace minerals research. You could sit back right now and enjoy the benefit of all the products you've made and not make another product for 10 years and still be beneficial and relevant and up to date, and everything would be great. But you're not going to do that, because the world is changing, and you're going to be finding better ways to do things, more absorbable ways, more effective, more needed, more necessary, more immediate and relevant things to do in the industry. So it's different, you know, and so you're going to continue because of the changes. And I think our mindset, you know, I stopped writing things in pen a long time ago.
Right.
You know, and the reason that I did is because of the fact that, you know, there's just too many changes.
Right. Well, I've said this, and we've laughed about it before, because we both agree. When I finally think I have a firm understanding of these trace minerals, a new piece of information comes out, and it absolutely starts me from, I wouldn't say the beginning, but it resets me. I have to go back and reconsider, rethink, and then make my adjustments, because again, we're constantly learning from nature, we're constantly learning from science, and when we put the two together. I think that we have to go back and, never stop learning, never stop growing, never stop taking that next step, whether it be our physical health, emotional health, or mental health. We always have to be learning.
I think I agree with that 100%. And I think that we're getting better, you know, and I think that a lot of people are really starting to ask questions. You know, for the longest time, like I said, people knew calcium, they knew potassium, but now they're asking, you know, how many people come up to me or write me letters all the time or text me and say, how do you feel about me adding magnesium? I feel awesome.
Right.
I feel great about it. I think that you're going to be better for it no matter what, you know, so yes.
I get a lot of questions on a weekly basis, of course. Yeah. What do I think about selenium? What do I think about copper? What do I think about manganese? What do I think about boron? And I love to respond to those. Mm-hmm. Because what that tells me is that we're thinking, we're learning, we're growing, and we're gaining more knowledge out there as a society. And to me, that means that we're becoming healthier because we're asking the proper questions. We're not taking the word of one individual that's always controlled our knowledge or our health. And now we're asking questions ourselves, and I think that that's where the health of our society is going.
Well said. I agree as well. How old is your son, the one with the appendectomy?
17.
And how much does he take of his minerals every day?
Well, I would give him, you know, of course I have him when he wakes up in the morning. when he gets home from school and before he goes to bed. So, you know, we were at 20 drops, 20 at breakfast, 20 at lunch, 20 at dinner. And depending on if he was involved in an athletic, you know, with if it was in the middle of a season, that might jump to 30 or 40 at each setting. So, again, he's telling me where his where he's at because of what he's describing his bowels to be. So right now is an off period for him. He's not involved in sports. So we were literally at 60 drops a day.
Okay. You know, I got to just say real quick, you know, you kind of wish that all kids had the availability of being, you know, starting out at a really young age so that it's just automatically part of their life.
You know, that. With that being said, Jeff, my greatest passion has, you know, as my career continues to evolve, is teaching single parents who can't afford an organic diet. It's impossible for them, but can't not afford to put that balance both into them and their growing family for pennies on the dollar. And to me, that's my greatest passion with this knowledge of these products.
Okay. Well, I just, anything you want to say in closing, my friend? This is, we've gone so fast.
Well, again, sometimes life can be overwhelming. Sometimes the next step can be extremely confusing or scary, but I think today is a great day to start with the basics. Don't get overwhelmed. Make sure that you're drinking plenty of water, you know, but at the same time, remineralizing and rebalancing yourselves and your water daily, I think, is a great place to start. Start there. Don't get too overwhelmed. Know that there's answers. Go to Stay Healthy if you have those questions. I think it's a great place to start.
Yeah, I do too. I really do. Well, I thank you, my friend. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule. And we will chat soon. And before you know it, I'll see you in person.
Yep, absolutely. Thanks, Jeff.
Have a great day.
Okay.
My guest today, Dr. Darren Starkey. Dr. Starkey representing Trace Minerals Research. All the products we talked about and always talk about are always available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy carries the best of the best in every category, so making it easy for us, the consumer, it's something that they're really good at. They do it because they've been doing it for such a long time. They also make sure that we have the availability of being able to really put ourselves into a healthier way of living and answering our questions and getting rid of the confusion and the nuttiness and the craziness and the misinformation that we are bombarded with every single day. Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Make sure to give them a thumbs up on Facebook and visit their new webpage at stayhealthylasvegas.com. When you get there, you can really do some deep studying and some research and get some information. You can also leave your email address and start getting future newsletters that they're sending out that are really doing well. You can also print coupons and use the coupon on your next visit to the store. All that good stuff. And that's stayhealthylasvegas.com. You'll find Stay Healthy Health Food Store, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer. And you will definitely find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Another thing that they're doing now is making it easy for people on the go. If you're looking for some extra healthy convenience, you can actually send your order by email and have it ready for you by the time you get there. What's the email address? Contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com. Contact us at stayhealthylasvegas.com, and they'll have the order ready for you when you get there. So that's great. That's great for the overall picture, making life easier and better, plus going into the store as well. You get to work with the most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, get those questions answered, and start heading in a healthier direction. I guarantee you, you're going to be really glad that you did. Take the time to become healthier than you've been in a long time. Do it the right way. Pick the right products. And at Stay Healthy, they only carry the best of the best every single day. So take the time to tune in to the show Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. And you know what? You're going to hopefully learn something. I always bring you the relevant topics. I bring you the best guest in the industry. And maybe giving people a little bit of hope that there are alternatives and complements out there that we did not know about. You know, learning, continuing to learn, continuing to educate yourself, because this is the most important thing in your life, your health and well-being. Don't undermine it. Make it number one a priority. Have a great day, everyone. Take care, and God bless.
Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburk.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day. I look forward to talking with all of you soon.